Jonah, you try to pick a cold time and you try to cure that meat at home.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yes, sir.
And you would because along in those days, you'd kill hogs, and it was freezing weather. They'd be ice several days, and of course you had to salt that meat. And then, after the stuff was cured, then you'd take it and take your hams and your shoulders, and you'd get all that salt off of it and hang that meat up and smoke it.
Yes.
With some good oak wood, see? And you had, you just kept meat hanging up, boy.
What did you do with the parts of the hog, like the head of the hog? Did you make anything from
the head? You made the sauce out of it. You cut that jaw off, I did, and grind it up in sausage. But you made sauce. And sauce is delicious. You take...
I never had it. I don't think they make it anymore.
Well, a lot of people don't, but I made my wife, I enjoyed myself. We've already made sauce out of four hogs heads, just one.
Mm.
And we've got one more, by George, that's ready to make sauce out of.
You make anything by taking the liver and grinding
it? Oh, Mitchell, man, we took that liver. Yeah, man, you had liver hash. And it was delicious. A lot of people like fried liver, but I like hash myself.
Ground up?
Well, they had different ways of fixing stuff.
Some people used to keep the hog blood and make something out of it.
Well, I don't know anything about that now. I never did do that, but you. Now, a lot of people were very fond of chitlins, hog chitlins.
Yeah.
And it's
that's a big intestine, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's a intestine to a hog. But
would you ever take, say, the liver and lights and make something up out of that? The inside parts of the hog, intestines, or you ever hear of that? Parslets? No.
I tell you, I think they put, I'm not sure, but I think they put maybe a certain amount of the light vitamins in that liver. I know one thing.
Yes.
I know it was, they seasoned that stuff up and it was mighty good.
Mr. Did you ever see hogs around here that come up wild? Or
no.
Any animals like that?
No, they were some wild hogs, but I never did see any. And I've heard different ones talking about back on I was a boy, about they get dogs and they'd get after them and catch them.
Yes, sir.
And the dog would run the hog till the hog would give out, and then they'd bay him, you see. And then these fellas go up there with a gun, you see, and get close enough by and they'd kill the hog.
They were dangerous, didn't they, weren't they?
Yeah, those hogs would eat you up.
They had big old teeth coming out of their heads?
Well, I never did see one. I know there's plenty of deer in this country.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, because you were a big hunter. Is there more game now, or was there more then, or what?
There was more quail when I came along. Well, you know, there was three, four times as many quail as there is today. It wasn't no trouble to take a dog, and I could get out here on foot.